Uma Thurman, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. Uma Karuna Thurman, born April 29, 1970, is an American model and Oscar-nominated film actress. Thurman began her career as a model and model professionally throughout the late 1980s before moving to acting in 1988. Thurman performs predominantly in leading roles in a variety of low-budget and major studio films, ranging from romantic comedies and drama to science fiction and action thrillers. She is best known for her films released in the 1990s and 2000s, specifically those with director Quentin Tarantino. Her most popular films include Dangerous Liaisons, 1988, Pulp Fiction, 1994, Gattaca, 1997, and Kill Bill, 2003-04. Section 1. Early Life and Education. Thurman was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Her half-Swedish, half-German mother, Nina von Schliebrug, born 1941, was briefly married in 1964 to Timothy Leary after the two were introduced by Salvador Dali. The marriage ended in divorce less than a year later, and in 1967, she married Thurman's father, Robert Thurman. Robert Thurman, a professor at Columbia University of Indo-Tibetan Buddhist Studies, gave his children a Buddhist upbringing. Uma is named after an Uma Chenpo, in Tibetan, Mahamudayamaka, in Sanskrit, meaning Great Middle Way. She has three brothers, also with names originating in Tibet: Ganden, born 1971, Dakin, born 1973, and Mipam, born 1978, and one half-sister named Taya, born 1960, from her father's previous marriage. She and her siblings also spent extended amounts of time in India as children, and the Dalai Lama would sometimes visit their home. Due to her father frequently teaching at different universities, her family often relocated when she was a child. She grew up mostly in Amherst, Massachusetts, and Woodstock, New York. Thurman is described as having been an awkward and introverted young girl who was frequently teased as a child for her large frame, unique angular bone structure, unusual name, sometimes using the name Uma Karan instead of her birth name of Uma Karuna, and size 11 feet. Thurman's famously large feet would later be lovingly filmed by Quentin Tarantino in the films he would make with her to general public amusement. When she was 10 years old, a friend's mother suggested she receive a nose job, something that bothered her for years. It was undoubtedly one of the many incidents that led to her bout with body dysmorphic disorder, a mental disorder that involves a disturbed body image, which she discussed in an interview with Talk magazine in 2001. Thurman attended Northfield Mount Hermon, a college preparatory boarding school in Massachusetts, and received her first acting experiences in school plays. She was unathletic and earned average grades in school, but excelled in acting at a young age. It was after performing in a production of The Crucible that she was noticed by talent scouts and was convinced to act professionally. Thurman left her high school to pursue an acting career in New York City and to attend the professional children's school, but dropped out before graduating. Section 2. Career. Section 2.1. Early Works, 1987 to 1989. Thurman began her career as a model at the age of 15, following in the footsteps of her mother and grandmother, who were also former models. Standing 6 feet tall with a naturally lanky frame, Thurman was a successful model and would later be featured in a layout in Glamour magazine. In 1989, Thurman appeared on the front cover of Rolling Stone magazine for the annual Hot issue. Thurman made her film debut in 1988 with four films. Her first were the high school comedy Johnny Be Good and the teen thriller Kiss Daddy Goodnight at the age of 17, but both films were only marginally successful and failed to gain her notice. Thurmans' next role was a part in the film The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. With a budget of $46 million US dollars and a box office receipt of only $8 million, the film was a commercial failure. Her third role as Cécile de Volanges in Dangerous Liaisons was her breakthrough role, which brought Thurman to the attention of the film industry and the general public. Actresses Glenn Close and Michelle Pfeiffer would earn Oscar nominations for their performances, and Thurman won an inordinate amount of attention, much more than a shy, insecure teenager could handle. Her topless scene would garner the lion's share of the attention, and this proved too much for a 19-year-old who thought she was funny-looking. Thurman would flee to London for almost a year, and only wear loose, baggy clothing. Soon after the release of Dangerous Liaisons, magazines and other media outlets were eager to profile the actress, and new roles were available for her. Thurman also received praise from her co-stars of the film for her professionalism with the role. Co-star John Malkovich said of her, "There is nothing twitchy teenagerish about her. I haven't met anyone like her at that age. Her intelligence and poise stand out, but there's something else. She's more than a little haunted." Section 2.2. Major Works, 1990 to 1993. In 1990, the 19-year-old Thurman starred with Fred Ward in the sexually provocative drama film Henry and June, the first film to receive an NC-17 rating. Due to the film's restrictive rating, it never played in a wide release, but would attract more attention to Thurman's career. Critics embraced Thurman in her first leading role. The New York Times wrote, "Thurman, as the Brooklyn-accented June, takes a larger-than-life character and makes her even bigger, though the performance is often as curious as it is commanding." Thurman's first starring role in a major production was 1993's Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, directed by Gus Van Sant, although the film was a misstep for her career. The film was both a critical and financial disappointment, and Thurman was even nominated for a Worst Actress Razzie. The Washington Post described her acting as shallow, writing that Thurman's strangely passive characterization doesn't go much deeper than drawling and flexing her prosthetic thumbs. Thurman also starred opposite of Robert De Niro in the crime drama Mad Dog and Glory, another box office disappointment. Later that year, she auditioned for Stanley Kubrick while he was casting a script named Wartime Lies, which was never produced into a film. She described working with him as a really bad experience. Section 2.3, 1994 to 1998. After Mad Dog and Glory, Thurman auditioned for Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Tarantino originally had no intention of casting her, after seeing her performance in Glory. He ultimately decided to cast her after having dinner with her. "And Uma and I were doing that scene. We were living the movie, all right. I left thinking, God, she could be Maya." Pulp Fiction would become one of the most successful cult hits of all time when it grossed over $107 million on a budget of only $8 million US dollars. The Washington Post wrote that Thurman was serenely unrecognizable in a black wig and is as marvelous as a zoned-out gangster's girlfriend. Thurman was also nominated for the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for the following year. Entertainment Weekly claimed that of the five women nominated in the Best Supporting Actress category this year, only Thurman can claim that her performance gave the audience fits. Thurman also became one of Tarantino's favourite actors to cast, whom he described in a 2003 issue of Time, "Thurman's up there with Gobbio and Dietrich in goddess territory." Films of varying quality and success followed Pulp Fiction. She starred opposite of Janine Garofalo in the moderately successful 1996 romantic comedy The Truth About Cats and Dogs as a ditzy blonde supermodel. In 1998, she starred opposite of her future husband Ethan Hawke in the dystopian science fiction film Gattaca. Although Gattaca was not a major success at the box office, It drew many positive reviews and became successful on the home video market. Some critics were not as impressed with Thurman, such as the Los Angeles Times, which stated she was as emotionally uninvolved as ever. The two biggest flops of Thurman's career came in 1997 and 1998. She played Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin, the fourth film of the popular franchise. Batman and Robin was a large failure at the box office and became one of the largest critical flops in history. Thurman's performance in the campy film received mainly mixed reviews, and critics made comparisons to her and actor Mae West. The New York Times wrote about Thurman, "Like Mae West, she mixes true femininity with the winking womanliness of a drag queen." A similar comparison was made by the Houston Chronicle. Thurman, to arrive at a 40s femme fatale, sometimes seemed to be doing Mae West by way of Jessica Rabbit. The next year brought The Avengers, another major financial and critical flop. CNN described Thurman as so distant you feel like you're watching her through the wrong end of a telescope. She received Razzie Award nominations for both films. She closed out 1998 with the powerful tale Les Miserables, a film version of Victor Hugo's classic novel of the same name, directed by Billy August, in which she played the role of Fantine. Section 2.4, Hiatus, 1998 to 2002. After the birth of her first child in 1998, she took a hiatus from major roles to concentrate on motherhood. Her next roles were in low-budget and television films, including Sweet and Lowdown, Tape, Vatal, and Hysterical Blindness. Thurman won a Golden Globe Award for Hysterical Blindness, a film which she also served as the executive producer. In the film, she played an ageable New Jersey woman in the 1980s, searching for romance. The San Francisco Chronicle Review wrote, "Thurman so commits herself to the role, eyes blazing and body akimbo, that you start to believe that such a creature could exist. An exquisite-looking woman, so spastic and needy that she repulses regular Joes. Thurman has bent the role to her will." Section 2.5, 2003 to present. After a 5-year hiatus from any major film roles, Thurman returned in 2003 in John Woo's film, Paycheck, and her next collaboration with Quentin Tarantino, Kill Bill. Paycheck would only be moderately successful with critics and at the box office, but Kill Bill would relaunch her career. In Kill Bill, she played one of the world's top assassins, out on a revenge quest against her former lover. She was offered the role on her 30th birthday from Tarantino, who wrote the part specifically for her. He also cited Thurman as his muse while writing the film, and also gave her a formal joint credit for the character of Beatrix Kiddo, whom the two conceived on the set of Pulp Fiction from the sole image of a bride covered in blood. Production was delayed for several months after Thurman became pregnant, and her part was considered for recasting, but Tarantino decided against recasting and delayed the film's production. The film reportedly took 9 months to shoot, and was filmed on location in 5 different countries. The role was also her most demanding to date, and she spent 3 months training in martial arts, swordsmanship, and Japanese language. The 2-part action epic was a hit with audiences and scored highly with critics, and earned Thurman Golden Globe nominations for both entries, and 3 MTV Movie Awards for Best Female Performance, and 2 for Best Fight. Rolling Stone likened Thurman to an avenging angel out of a 1940s Hollywood melodrama. The main inspirations for The Bride were several B-movie action heroines. Thurman's main inspirations for the role were the title character of Coffee, played by Pam Grier, and the character of Gloria Swanson from Gloria, played by Gina Rowlands. She said that the two characters are two of the only women I've ever seen be truly women while holding a weapon. Coffee was screened for Thurman by Tarantino prior to beginning production of the film, to help her model the character. By 2005, Thurman had become one of Hollywood's highest paid actresses, commanding a salary of $12.5 million US dollars per film. Her first film of the year was Be Cool, the sequel to 1995's Get Shorty, which reunited her with Pulp Fiction castmate John Travolta. In the film, she played the widow of a deceased music business executive. Later in 2005, she starred in the film Prime with Meryl Streep, playing a woman in her late 30s romancing a man in his early 20s. Thurman's last film of the year was a remake of The Producers, in which she played Ulla, a Swedish stage actor, hoping to win a part in a new Broadway musical. Originally, the producers of the film planned to have another singer dub in Thurman's musical numbers, but she was eager to do her own vocals. However, it has not been confirmed if she performs all of the vocals in the film. She is credited for her songs in the credits. With a successful film career, Thurman once again became a desired model. Cosmetics company Lancôme selected her as a spokesmodel. The company named several lipstick shades after her, but they were only sold in Asia. In 2005, she became a spokesmodel for the French fashion house Louis Vuitton. On February the 7th, 2006, Thurman was named as a Knight of the Ordre des Arts et des Lettres of France, an award for outstanding achievement in the field of art and literature. Section 3. Personal life. Section 3.1. Relationships and family. While living in London to avoid the dangerous liaison type, she began dating director Phil Juanneau, who had just produced U2's acclaimed movie Rattle and Hum. While visiting his latest project, State of Grace, she met British actor Gary Oldman. The two hit it off immediately. Even Juanneau said later it was obvious that Oldman and Thurman were meant for each other, so he stepped aside. The two were married in 1990, but the marriage only lasted 2 years, reportedly caused by the little time they spent together due to their busy acting schedules. On May 1st, 1998, she married actor Ethan Hawke after the two had met at the set of Gattaca. Prior to their engagement, Hawke had proposed twice before she accepted. Thurman herself acknowledged that they married early because she had become pregnant, at the time of their wedding when she was 7 months along. They have 2 children, a daughter, Maya Ray, born 8th of July 1998, and a son, Levon Roan, born 15th of January 2002. Hawke also dedicated his novel, For Karuna, to her. In 2003, Thurman and Hawke separated, and in 2004, the couple filed for divorce. Many news outlets reported that the cause of the divorce was because Hawke had cheated on Thurman with Canadian model Jean Perso after he had suspected Thurman of cheating on him with Quentin Tarantino. Hawke denied that the cause of the divorce was infidelity and that it was caused by their busy work schedules. In a 2004 Rolling Stone cover story, both Thurman and Tarantino denied ever having a romantic relationship, despite Tarantino once having told a reporter, "I'm not saying that we haven't, and I'm not saying that we have." When asked on the Oprah Winfrey Show if there was betrayal of some kind during the marriage, Thurman said, "There was some stuff like that at the end. We were having a difficult time, and you know how the axe comes down and how people behave and how people express their unhappiness." She currently resides in Hyde Park, New York. In 2004, she began dating New York hotelier André Balas. At one point, they lived in a loft apartment in Manhattan's Soho neighborhood, down the street from Balas's Mercer Hotel. In March 2006, Thurman's publicist announced that the couple had split. Section 3.2. Politics and opinions. Thurman also dedicates herself to a variety of political and social causes. Thurman is a supporter of the United States Democratic Party and has made donations to the campaigns of John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and Joseph Driscoll. She is a strong supporter of gun control laws, and in 2000 she participated in Marie Claire's End Gun Violence Now campaign. She also participated in Planned Parenthood's March for Women's Lives to support the legality of abortion. Section 4. Filmography. Year, 1984. Film, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. Role, Kushana, voice. Year, 1988. Film, Johnny B. Goode. Role, Georgia Elkins. Year, 1988. Film, Dangerous Liaisons. Role, Cécile de Volanges. Year, 1988. Film, Kiss Daddy Goodnight. Role, Laura. Year, 1988. Film, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Role, Venus slash Rose. Year, 1990. Film, Henry and June. Role, June Miller. Year, 1990. Film, Where the Heart Is. Role, Daphne McBain. Year, 1992. Film, Final Analysis. Role, Diana Baylor. Year, 1993. Film, Mad Dog and Glory. Role, Glory. Year, 1992. Film, Jennifer Eight. Role, Helena Robertson. Year, 1993. Film, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. Role, Sissy Hankshaw. Year, 1994. Film, Pulp Fiction. Role, Maya Wallace. Other notes, Academy Award nomination, Best Supporting Actress. Year, 1996. Film, The Truth About Cats and Dogs. Role, Noelle. Year, 1996. Film, Beautiful Girls. Role, Andera. Year, 1997. Film, Gattaca. Role, Irene Cassini. Year, 1997. Film, Batman and Robin. Role, Poison Ivy / Dr. Pamela Isley. Year, 1998. Film, Les Miserables. Role, Fantine. Year, 1998. Film, The Avengers. Role, Emma Peel. Year, 1999. Film, Sweet and Lowdown. Film, Blanche. Year, 2000. Film, Vatel. Role, Andy Montausier. Year, 2000. Film, The Golden Bowl. Role, Charlotte Stant. Year, 2001. Film, Tape. Role, Amy Randall. Year, 2002. Film, Hysterical Blindness, TV. Role, Debbie Miller. Notes, Golden Globe Award. Year, 2003. Film, Paycheck. Role, Dr. Rachel Porter. Year, 2003. Film, Kill Bill Volume 1. Role, The Bride. Notes, Golden Globe nomination. Year, 2004. Film, Kill Bill Volume 2. Role, The Bride / Beatrix Kiddo. Notes, Golden Globe nomination. Year, 2005. Film, Be Cool. Role, Eddie Athens. Year, 2005. Film, Prime. Role, Rafi Gardet. Year, 2005. Film, The Producers, the movie musical. Role, Ulla. Year, 2006. Film, My Super Ex-Girlfriend. Role, Jenny / G-Girl. Notes, post-production. Year, 2007. Film, B-Movie. Role, Lucky, voice. Notes, filming as of January 2006. Year 2007. Film in bloom. Role undetermined. Notes: filming starts August 2006. Year 2007. Film accidental husband. Role undetermined. Notes: filming starts fall 2006. Year to be announced. Film The Swarm. Role undetermined. Notes: film rights bought by Thurman. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.